Also with me now is the leader of the Green Party, Stephen Agnew. I think six Green Party candidates are contesting the Assembly election. The party had one MLA in the outgoing Assembly, North Down's Brian Wilson. He's retired from Stormont, Stephen. But first, I know that you share the sense of sadness, indeed anger, expressed by the other parties about the murder of Ronan Kerr.
Absolutely. I mean, yesterday's events, there's different aspects to it. You know, one is a family and friends of Constable Kerr who are in grieving. But I think there is a wider community. Whilst we can't understand that deep personal grief, I think we all feel a grief of something that may be lost in terms of where our society's moved to. You know, we were working on the basis, as we have been talking about, of moving politics forward, to talk about education, to talk about the economy, to talk about health, and now we're having to talk about this. And that's something that I find deeply upsetting. We have come so far. We won't let these people pull us back, but we do have to reflect today on obviously the tragedy of yesterday.
I mean, is this something that we simply have to put up with, a limited but nevertheless deadly threat, that there will be these people who are beyond persuasion and they can't simply be wiped away?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's something we should tolerate. It's something that's there. We have to talk about it. We have to deal with it. We have to work together across parties. And I think that I've recently been asked what some of the successes of the last Assembly, and the response to dissident terrorism, I think, has been united. And I think that's been a positive, and I think that needs to continue. But we need to look at how we tackle this. We need to work together with the police. You know, I think it's important as well that if we are going to move forward, we need to stop defining people by their religion, first and foremost. Ronan Kerr was a human being. He was a son. He was a police officer. He may have been a sports fan. There were many things about that person which made him the person he was and endeared him to his friends and his family. You know, that's, we need to look at who people are, not what they are. We're not there yet. And we have to acknowledge that. And I'm not going to pretend we can just change like that. But I think we have to stop defining people by their religion.
Not just a uniform, not just a religion.
Absolutely. And that should apply to our politics as well.
OK, Stephen, let's move on to your election priorities. I mean, the Greens were a party of government in the South not so long ago. Then they were completely eliminated from the Doyle. Isn't there a chance the same thing might happen in Stormont this time around?
I don't believe so. I believe we're buoyant here in Northern Ireland. I think we have more in common with the Scottish Greens, who are looking to treble their vote, the English Greens, who've just got their first MP, the Welsh Greens, who are looking to get their first MLA and are protected to get their first MLA. And I can't not mention the German Greens, who in the state of Baden-Württemberg, if I've pronounced that correct, have just become the second largest party and look to be the largest party of the incoming coalition. So that's the Green project. That's the international Green project. It's what we have over other parties in Northern Ireland. We are part of an international movement. So when we have one knock, which there's no doubt we've had, we will have many more successes, and we will continue on because we're part of something broader.
Yeah, you've been very complimentary about the contribution brought by your old MLA, Brian Wilson. He undoubtedly brought a stack of personal votes to you, helped you get into the Assembly. But isn't the truth that he's now standing as an independent council candidate? We have obviously Mrs. Wilson, his wife, standing for Alliance. He's ended up making it highly likely that your party will lose its foothold on power.
He has not at all. I think whilst I will completely acknowledge that Brian Wilson had a huge personal vote, the Green Party vote has grown overall. We've seen that in the European elections when we trebled our vote from 5 years previously. That's a massive rise for any party. And I think that trajectory is continuing. I think we'll see that in the forthcoming elections. And as well as the growth of the Green Party vote, I believe there's a Stephen Agnew vote. And I think that will come out as well. I've done a lot of work over the last 4 years working for Brian Wilson for the people of North Down in both the Assembly and a constituency level, and I think that will be recognised.
And very briefly on the policies, haven't the other parties just stolen your clothes? We've seen a plastic bag tax brought in by the executive. We've seen talk of a Green New Deal.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned both those things, because they've taken the language and they fail to understand them. The plastic bag tax has been used as a smokescreen to cut environmental policies, the Green New Deal equally so. It's a measly £4 million per year in a pilot scheme. For something that's been done elsewhere. We know that's for the insulation scheme. We know it would save people money on their heating. We know it would create jobs. We know it would help tackle carbon emissions. And that's the type of policy we need. We need policies that are good for people, good for the economy, good for the environment, because we have those policy objectives. Make sure we look at every policy and make sure they're meeting those.
Stephen Agnew, thanks very much.